JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Kitsintown Community Development Committee is on the move to create its own social enterprise. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. It's time to go Roundabout JA. In December, ground was broken for a $15 million community resource center that would, among other things, serve as a hub for economic activities. But some residents in West Central St. Catherine are wasting no time. The Kitsintown Community Development Committee, CDC, is putting together an initiative to earn from some of the fruits produced in the area months ahead of the completion of the center. And the team is getting help. Past Chairman and Public Relations Officer of the CDC, Donna Marie Daly, says the group has been receiving help from the Scientific Research Council to start what she calls their own social enterprise, or SE. The community is using its natural resources to get the project underway.
Well, it was decided by the persons from the CDC that Kitsintown is an old farming community, and not only that, we have natural resources. We have mangoes that goes to waste in abundance. We plant a lot of cassavas, and so our corporate kitchen, which will be started at the SE, will first start off by utilizing these fruits.
Ms. Daly also has high praises for the social development officer from the SDC, Norda Dawkins Lyons, who she says is a main force in the realization of the project. Ms. Daly says the initiative will bring a new dawn to the once-forgotten community of Kitsintown and urges all young people to take advantage of the opportunity for economic growth.
Smoking in public or within 5 meters of a public place is strictly prohibited. Public spaces include any workplace, sidewalk, bus stop, restaurant, supermarket, school, hospital, pharmacy, and park. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA. To get more information, call the NCDA at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
2030 was chosen as the year to achieve Jamaica's National Development Plan because many of the investments we've already started to make will have the time and the resources to bear fruit. For instance, investing in early childhood development will lead to better performance at all levels of the education system. View the plan's popular version at vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for a glimpse of Jamaica with Oliver Jackson.
I used to live with my grandparents, and for what reason I don't know, but they used to tell me a lot about Duppy, scare me off with Duppy and rolling calf. I remember one evening I went to spend some time with my mother and my other three brothers who lived about 1 mile away. And on my way back home, it was pitch dark. When I reached about halfway home, I looked to my left and I see two of the brightest eyes that man could ever see. Two eyes only, the body of no person nor animal. I said, well, this must be a Duppy.
Do you have your own glimpses to share? Then email tidbits of your fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And now for our Earthquake Awareness Month tip. Be prepared for yourself and others. Take a first aid class from your local Red Cross chapter. Get training on how to use a fire extinguisher from your local fire brigade. Training will help to keep you calm and places you in a position to help others. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.